Welcome back, you guys. Episode 110 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good week. I did. It was, I had some exciting weather. That was fun. And I got started on my big projects. Two boats that have kind of been hanging over my head on my calendar here, so I finally got in there and got started on them, and they're going to be great, you guys. It's going to be a great project. I'm really, had a really good week and a really good start in there, and feeling good about my coming workload. So I started this week. Let's see, I left you guys last week Sunday. I had a good week last week, and last Sunday I just kind of chilled out, watched my Seahawks lose, and that was the end of my NFL season. Well, I'll watch this week and the Super Bowl, I guess, probably, but I was mostly interested in my team there, so I don't get too emotional over that football stuff. I don't really care that much. Not that big of a sports fan, but it was they were great games. It was fun to watch, and I really do enjoy for some reason watching those professional sports. It's something that brings me back to my childhood. I sure loved it when I was a little guy, and it just feels like home. That's a funny little aside. So anyways, yeah, this week was good. I got in on my new boats and felt great at work. Had a good couple days there. Gonna be a great job, like I said. Good crew on there. They're really lined out. We did a lot of planning on these boats, so I feel really confident moving forward. And this shop doesn't want me there all the time, and they're not behind the eight ball on time to deliver these boats. So I think it's going to be a really nice schedule for me. I'll probably go in there 2 or 3 days a week, probably for half days even. And I'm able to get ahead of them and then line them out for a few more days of work, and then go back in the next week and pick up what they've got done for me. So I'm looking forward to it because I think I'm going to have some steady income, but as well, I think I'll have quite a bit of time to get back into my routine and hopefully go surfing and snowboarding and do some fun stuff. I've really been neglecting my recreational and the stuff for my soul. That last boat job really sucked up all of my time and resources. So that was a good start to this week, and then we got buried in snow. So on I think it was Tuesday night, it might have been Wednesday. No, I think it was Tuesday night. I'm kind of confused. Anyways, doesn't matter. We got buried. So the Northwest here, the Pacific Northwest, was supposed to get quite a bit of snow. And as it turned out, at least from the reports, there wasn't much snow anywhere except for at my house. So I literally, in one night, I got well over 2 feet. I mean, there was probably close to 3 feet. I tried walking. I did walk. I wallowed out to my mailbox that first morning, Wednesday morning, and I barely made it. It's probably almost a mile round trip to my mailbox and back, and I honestly kind of got a little worried. Not too worried, because I'm pretty comfortable in the snow, but it was up to my waist, and it was hard to move. And by the time I got back here, just from checking the mail, I was exhausted. I mean, I felt like a pioneer of some sort. So it was really deep here, and fortunately it went right to warm pretty shortly after that. We had a couple days of cold, and then it warmed up, and so I had a wonderful neighbor with a big machine and a big plow, and he came by and did most of the driveway, and then I was able to clear out in front of my cars, and I was able to finally get out yesterday for the first time. So I was stuck here for, 4 days, and it was great. I snowboarded quite a bit. I always enjoy not just the recreational snowboarding, but I like when it becomes part of my chores. So on those snow days, you know, I'll leave my shack here and I'll snowboard down out to the pasture and snowboard to the cows and then feed them their hay. And I love it. It's just a nice it's a very interesting and one I never expected sort of dovetail of, you know, my different lifestyles, being a snowboarder and a cattle raising guy and, you know, kind of farmer, all that stuff. So it's fun. I build little jumps and I get a good run going. And yeah, by the second and third day, I had a really great little run out to the cows. So I really enjoyed it. And the highlight of my week was part of that. And the highlight of my week this week was that the boys who live with their moms in my rental house here on the property were out there playing in the snow that first day when I walked to the mailbox. And I was in my little storage room and I said, "Oh, hey, guys, you want to play with this?" And I gave them a little snowboard I had stored away there. And so I actually ended up snowboarding with them. Not a bunch, but for a few hours during the week, and it just was great. I really enjoyed it. They're, I think, 6 and 9, and man, they're terrible snowboarders. And it was really fun to show them, you know, kind of show them the ropes, and they had a really good time. It was really fun to see them get all excited. So, really enjoyed it. They are great young guys, and they're folks don't seem to play with them much. I mean, they don't seem to have a bad life. The kids are seem like they're having fun. They're outside all the time playing, and they don't really seem to. I really like them. They don't play with any toys. I don't know if it's because they don't have any, which is I shouldn't be laughing at, but they don't seem to care is what it comes down to. And it just reminds me of when I was a kid. I mean, we had stuff, but my friends and I, we would just play outside, beating each other up and hitting each other with sticks and lighting things on fire, and generally being a nuisance. So. Anyways, I just lost a light, but it seems like it's okay. I'll just keep going. So anyways, it was really great to hang out with those little guys and, you know, just kind of be young again. Felt like a kid. It was fun. So they were playing in the snow, and so was I. And I was the only adult there, but I was at feeling more like a kid. So that was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, the rest of the week was really pretty mellow. I just kind of chilled in the snow. I couldn't go anywhere, so just stayed here, and that brings me to ZC. So on a zero carb perspective, I had a great week. I just stayed the course and did my basic ground beef and ribeye mix. So that's been really good to me, you guys. You know, I dropped that bacon at the first of the year. What a difference. It was so silly of me to eat bacon regularly every day, day in and day out. I really like it, so I can see why I get there. And it isn't, you know, the effect it has on me isn't so stark or so bad that I absolutely am reminded, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But it's definitely better without it. It's kind of insidious the way it kind of creeps in. I love the way it tastes. It doesn't seem so bad. Next thing you know, I'm using the bathroom twice a day or waking up in the middle of the night. And it definitely makes my stools a lot looser. They're already loose, so, you know, whatever. Sorry about that, but that's how it is. So I dropped the bacon, and I feel great. So I've just been eating my homegrown ground beef with some ribeye from Costco. I probably eat about a pound of that ribeye, but I do slice it thin on my meat slicer I bought a month or two ago, I guess a couple months now. So I slice it thin like bacon, the ribeye, and fry it till it's crispy. You know, it's so far beyond well done, you wouldn't believe it. And then I kind of chop that up and mix that in with my ground beef after the ground beef is cooked. And that gives me just a little more fat, a little more flavor. Seems to be working pretty well for me. I feel good. I have my stomach's really calm. A little bit of gas, which I always have, but not much. And yeah, it's just been working well for me. So I'm enjoying the flavor. And I got some wood right here. Knock on wood, I haven't had a sick night since I've started doing that. So that's all good. And what else, you guys? How are you guys doing? So I have, despite just sort of lazing around, I wasn't lazing around. I actually wore myself out pretty good this week running around out in the snow. And, but despite not being real busy, don't have a lot to share. I thought I might do some research or look up some other stuff, but I really didn't. You know what's great, you guys? I'll talk a little bit about it. Is 3 years into ZC here. Speaking of which, I'm coming up on my 3 year, I think, in 2 weeks, so maybe I need to think on that a little bit. But 3 years here into ZC, you know, I'm so much more sure of this path, and I'm really not that interested in the research anymore. You know, I was really actively doing tons of research and reading and always getting myself caught up. I think originally I was, must have been concerned over whether this diet was going to, you know, cure me or kill me. And I can't be bothered anymore, you guys. My eyes start glazing over especially when I read both side arguments, you know, people talking from both sides. And I'm a believer. I'm just, you know, I feel so confident in this way of eating. I've yet to see any even tidbit of information that makes me even question, worry at all. You know, the only downside that the naysayers continually come up with is CVD, cardiovascular risk, talking about higher cholesterol, which I don't believe for a second. I believe that those higher cholesterol numbers in circulating blood is a risk if you're inflamed or if you're eating plants. I think the plants are the risk. And all of those studies that they do that show that risk incorporate plants and people who eat plants. And so those people have risk. I think if those people weren't eating plants, then there's no risk. I'm probably wrong, and I'm simplifying quite a bit. I don't want to say that, but I actually just read an interesting... I said I don't read, and now here I go. So I just read an interesting one on the Maasai yesterday on the studies of their atherosclerosis. So it turns out that on studies, they do have a lot of fatty atherosclerosis in their hearts, or, you know, from their traditional lifestyles, which are extremely high exercise and meat only for the warrior guys anyways. But as it turns out, they have absolutely zero risk of, I'm going to get the terms wrong, but they don't have heart attacks, basically. And it's because they don't have the other necessary ingredients for CVD, you know, atherosclerosis on its own. According to this thing I read the other day, was not enough. Yes, they have fat in their arteries because of the way they eat their diet, but because they're not eating the plants, they're not inflamed, because they get plenty of exercise, according to what this study said, they have no risk or no evidence of heart disease. So, I don't know, you know, whatever. Anyways, my belief at this point is that I definitely am not concerned at all about my cholesterol numbers. I feel like that's just not relevant to me on this diet. I could be totally wrong. I guess I'll find out. But living this way is sure a lot better than living the other way that I was. So anyways, I guess the point is I really don't. And I just contradicted it. But I don't. I haven't been paying as much attention. I haven't been, you know, spending hours like I used to, sort of catching up on the latest debates and discussions in the carnivore community. It just doesn't seem relevant to my life, and so there's that. So, I don't know, how are you guys doing? Do you guys still pay attention to all that stuff? Does it still resonate with you? Is it still important to you to get those validations to continue to be reassured that your choices are good? I guess I'm so disillusioned with the nutritional science in general, and then plus the sheer volume of the voices on the opposing side. You know, it's just getting louder and louder, and so the message, in my opinion, is getting slanted more and more the wrong direction. I don't know. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm really hopeful that we're going to get there with our momentum and our science, and that there's only a few more years, you know, because there hasn't been science on meat-only diets, but I'm hopeful that there's starting to be. And so, yeah, you know, I'm hoping that in a few years we'll start to have some ammunition to at least carry into those debates, because right now there just really isn't any, which I think is a stronger position, but of course it doesn't hold up very well to the show me your sources crew. So anyways, enough about that. One last tidbit, I guess, that I was aware of this week. I was doing a little reading on a ZC forum, and I just came across just a little reminder that one of my favorite, least favorite zero-carb personalities is still out there. And it's so funny because in the very beginning when I started doing this, I used to get so irritated with this person. And I would just kind of go, well, don't worry, you know, to myself. I'd say, don't worry, Matt, you know, the truth. People are smart out there. The people are always able to see through BS over time. Sometimes it takes some time, but usually, you know, BS doesn't prevail. And, you know, it's one of those people who was, you have to eat liver, an optimal carnivore diet person who was talking about how, you know, there's only one way to do it, and it's obviously superior to do it that way. And at any rate, I just am pleased to see that, you know, a pretty strong movement to reject that person's message these days. I just came across something. Apparently they had made a fuss about everyone else in the carnivore community this week, and the community, you know, reacted, and I just kind of read through the forums a little bit, and it was nice to just see the general public of the community as opposed to some of the influencers or whatever, you know, but the general public was starting to get the message. Yeah, but it's hard for new folks to navigate that. You know, I know when I was new, I was open to all of those ideas that I needed to tweak this diet. I needed to engineer it. You know, I needed to incorporate liver and salt and magnesium and organ meats and all that stuff, and that there was a way to do it optimally. And I, you know, I pretty quickly came around because I couldn't do those things. I got sick. So I pretty quickly came around to the view that optimal is the meat you like and can afford, and whatever makes you feel best, which is kind of what all of the long-term folks like Charles Washington and that crew had been saying. You know, they're 10 years into it plus, and they just say, hey, just eat what you can succeed on. Don't worry about the nutrition. You'll be fine. And, you know, I felt strongly about that message because I personally almost failed trying to stick to rules that didn't apply, you know, that I thought were important but really weren't. And so that message really bothers me personally. I get personally, you know, I want to take down those people who are claiming the optimal side of it. Now, that's not to say, Robin, you made this point a while ago, said, yeah, there's some people who do feel better eating those things. Absolutely. I would never argue that. And I do think the message should be out there that, hey, you know, try these things. Here are some options. Here are some things that can change the way you perform on this diet, or, you know, change the way people feel. Try these things. I'm all about that. I think that that's the most important aspect of this diet, is one of self-experimentation and really seeing things, opening your own eyes, proving it to yourself, because, you know, that's, this diet really requires that. But what I get so frustrated with is the optimal diet folks. Even Paleo Medicina, who I have a lot of respect for, and I do like their program, but I do get frustrated with their strong message about the only way to do it is with the high fat ratio and all that. Because I think that a lot of people, newbies, will read those things, think that's true, that that's how it works, and it works that way, or it doesn't work at all. They'll try that method and fail, for whatever reason, maybe because they have a physiological issue that, like I do, where I simply could never eat that much fat. And then they will write off carnivore as a whole. So I get frustrated with that. So at any rate, it was really nice for me to see some pushback against some of those messages in the larger community, and to see that as a whole, our group is maturing a little bit with our knowledge. And even though we still have a lot of newbies, we're kind of getting over, I think, that big third wave, or whatever you want to call it, of newbies we've had over this last year, I guess, thanks to Doc Baker and Amber and all of you, and our big push we've had over this last 12 months or so, I'd say. But we're finally getting over that hump where they all sort of sucked up that new information. Oh, my God, liver and organ meats and, you know, all that stuff. And now they've kind of, it seems like we've sort of cruised past that and we're into the eat the meat you like, focus more on the important part, which is staying carnivore, and then, you know, worry about tweaking the details. So nice to see the community coming around to that message, and nice to see a little less traction for some of the people with those what I consider, you know, unhelpful and rather extreme viewpoints. So didn't go and watch any of those videos, so I don't really know. I hope those people are doing okay. I don't wish ill on any of those characters. I just am glad their message is having less traction. So that was a bit of a negative rant, I guess. It was supposed to be positive. I hope it came across that way. Anyways, you guys, your comments, you guys, last week, again, so meaningful to me. And I apologize that I don't get on there and type back. I keep meaning to, but for whatever reason, I stare at that screen and I type. Sometimes I type a few words and it just seems awkward, or I don't know. I feel so much better like this. And then I go to do that and I just second guess myself. And so, anyways, I really appreciate the comments. Kuner, that was really kind, man. Thank you. And I really, really appreciate all of them. Every last one of you. Deb Mary, thank you. All of you. I won't be able to remember everyone who commented, so thanks to you guys very much. Esther, Marie, your comments always mean a lot to me. So, yeah, I just wanted to say, really, you know, it's actually what keeps me doing this, because I keep thinking, I'm just saying the same thing every week. But knowing that you guys are there every week and knowing that that we're kind of all going through this together, it means a ton to me. And, I realize personally, like, just this this moment to reflect, and this, you know, every week to kind of reevaluate and reassess and reaffirm my path. It's really important, and it is the talking about it, and it is the support from you guys. But I think more than anything, it's just this to go on. Am I on course here? You know, looking at it, evaluating it, and saying, yeah, I really am. I think that makes a big difference. So, you know, maybe that's what some of you guys are getting out of this. I'm not sure. But I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your support and your comments. They make a big difference to me. You know, I know that when I start my week after doing this, I feel a lot better and a lot more clear every week. And a lot more, yeah, just a lot more sure about where I'm going. Not even just with my diet, but just everything in my life in general. I just kind of go, oh yeah, okay, I'm just going to work this week, and it's kind of boring, and what am I doing? Sometimes I feel like I'm going nowhere. But the fact that I, you know, consciously sort of evaluated my journey, it seems to, something about it, I just feel much more at ease moving forward. So thank you guys. Really appreciate it. I'm having a hard time doing my other videos, which probably are, well, they're not more important, but they contribute more to my, well, no, I don't know. They don't. Anyways, I just, these videos are really close to my heart is what I'm trying to say. And they don't feel like work. So the other ones do. So anyways, enough about that. I think I'm going to go. You guys, it's starting to get light out here. It's just 7 o'clock or so. Oh, I guess it's 7:30 now. I talked at you for a while. But we still got quite a bit of snow out there, but it's supposed to be like 45 today. So I think it's going to mostly melt out. And I'm going to go try and get some of the property cleaned up. We got some broken branches and stuff like that. And then maybe, I don't know, if it's warm enough, I might go put it around in my shop, work on my cars or something. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm looking forward to a good day and a great week at work. And, boy, I'm telling you guys, if I get my car all running right, and if my work schedule goes the way I think it's going to, I may just get to go snowboarding this year. I'm going to try and go sometime in the next few weeks here if that schedule opens up like I think it's going to. So, really looking forward to that. So, I'll keep you guys posted. And I hope you guys have a great week. Make some progress. Stay the course. I'll do the same. And let me know if there's anything I can talk to you about. And as always, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching and for all your kind comments. And I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks again. See ya.